early today in Iraq, negotiators finished drafting a new constitution without the endorsement of Sunni leaders, who represent one-fifth of the country's population. The main sticking points are federalism and the role of former Ba'ath Party members from Saddam Hussein's regime. NPR's Eric Kneeler reports that President Bush dismissed the Sunni objections and said it's now up to the Iraqi people to approve the new document.
For weeks, the Bush administration has pressured Iraqi negotiators to come up with a constitution that all three groups, Sunni, Kurd, and Shia, can agree on. But after all the efforts, Sunni representatives rejected the document. Speaking from his ranch in Crawford, Texas, President Bush tried to put a good face on the failed negotiations.
Some Sunnis have expressed reservations about various provisions of the constitution, and that's their right as free individuals living in a free society. There is strong belief among other Sunnis that this constitution is good for all Iraqis and that it adequately reflects compromises suitable to all groups.
The administration has a lot at stake with this constitution. Here is Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld speaking earlier this month.
Indeed, their new constitution, a piece of paper, could well turn out to be one of the most powerful weapons to be deployed against the terrorists.
But Sunni leaders are unhappy with the document and will meet soon to plot their next move. They want more concessions, including greater power for the central government. Democratic Senator Joseph Biden, speaking on ABC's This Week, warned of future trouble if the Sunnis can't be brought on board.
If the Sunnis and that entire portion of the country opts out of this process, that's a formula for civil war.
At the same time, Biden said it's too soon to tell whether the process has completely fallen apart.
The hard part from across the sea here is determining how much of this is gamesmanship, how much of it is deep, how much it relates to trying to further negotiate at the last minute here, even though it's been going to be presented.
Even President Bush, who praised the Iraqi people today for drawing up the Constitution, lowered expectations about the short-term security situation in Iraq.
As democracy in Iraq takes root, the enemies of freedom, the terrorists, will become more desperate, more despicable, and more vicious.
Already today, Iraqi police found 9 bodies in Mosul, and the government's top Sunni cleric said 36 bodies found last week near the Iranian border were believed to be Sunni Arabs. Eric Kneeler, NPR News, Washington.